discuss current collaborative monitoring programs, and is there room for volunteers in monitoring programs?
Well, I'll start off on that because that's one of the monitoring projects that I have with Dr. Dean Went from Cal Poly University. And we are working with both the commercial pastures or fishing vessel fleets and the some commercial trap fishing vessels. But the one that we're working on that with respect to collaboration is that we have a project in which we're sampling MPAs up and down the coast using the party boat vessels and recreational anglers. And so we're tied into the Coastside Fishing Club, which is an internet angling-based club in the Bay Area with 13,000 members and people up and down the coast. And we go out 4 days a week, starting in the 1st of July and ending about a week ago. So just within the monitoring that I do, there's a tremendous opportunity for collaboration, and it's occurring.
I have a follow-up question, Rick. How do you catch and release a rockfish without having swim bladder problems?
We limit our fishing to shallow waters.
Thank you. Anyone else on that question?
Yeah, a couple of things. And just to follow up on those comments that you just made, which is, it's interesting because one of the fisheries that is most active in the systems that I work in, the kelp forests, is the live fish fishery. And here you've got experts, right? Commercial, professional fishermen whose livelihood depends on their ability to catch fish and keep them alive. And so with the different sampling methods that I call them sampling methods, they call them fishing. the different fishing methods they use, whether they're traps or sticks or the various hook and line approaches they use, we can get those guys involved, and this is where Rick is a leader in this along the coast, actually, of employing their expertise to sample inside a protected area and releasing those fish back in alive, as well as outside. And then you have this fishery tool to actually compare inside and outside of protected areas. In the work that we're doing, one of our key partners actually that stands out beyond all is the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, because not only have they recognized that this monitoring effort is a fundamental monitoring program for the sanctuary itself, as well as the protected areas, but they also have actually identified people that go out and participate with us. Several of their staff are trained to go out and do the monitoring with our kelp forest monitoring group. And they've provided fundamental vessel support. We're using their vessel to move up and down the coast. And in fact, they even allow us to use their vessel beyond the southern boundary of the sanctuary to sample in and out of the protected areas to the south, knowing that those are all part of a network that contributes to the conservation goals of the sanctuary. One of the interesting recreational partners that we have is an organization called Reef Check. And Reef Check is a program that trains recreational divers to go out and try and assess the state of these fish populations and ecosystems, just like we do. And one of the problems that people have faced in the past is that these recreational efforts involve people that aren't that well trained. You know, they don't want to take the time to get trained and learn how to do this, so that they're actually producing data that can be added to our data to broaden the amount of information that we're collecting. What ReefCheck does is they run their recreational divers through something very similar to the training program that I run my divers through, so that they know how to estimate the size of fish, they know how to estimate the density of fish and the different kinds of fish that are out there. And so it's this really well-trained group of recreational divers that add a lot to the sampling that we're doing in the university system.